On any given day, there are self-driving cars from 5 different companies on the streets here. Jackie Erickson is with the Pittsburgh Robotics Network. She says the robotics industry has changed the city, not only by boosting its economy with jobs and investment, but
it allows everybody to take some pride in a city that has struggled. And now we actually have a coolness factor.
Missy Cummings is an autonomy engineer at Duke University. She gets why Pittsburgh has bent over backwards for tech companies who have set up shop here.
I think when a city does do that, they do see an infusion of young top talent come into their city.
But she says cities may also be a little too quick to let these young industries use their streets as laboratories.
The technology is not ready.
Eric Bohr is with Bike Pittsburgh, an advocacy group. Last year, it surveyed residents on how they feel about self-driving cars. Most said the cars were more respectful than those with human drivers. Still, there were some complaints.
The autonomous vehicles weren't always passing bicyclists with the legal 4 feet, for instance. It wasn't clear that autonomous vehicles were always yielding to pedestrians in crosswalks.
Mike Wagner has been developing vision and safety systems for all sorts of autonomous vehicles for years. And surprise, robots are different from you and me.
You know, when we're talking about autonomous robots out there in the real world, then unexpected things are kind of bound to happen.
Even so, Jackie Erickson with the Pittsburgh Robotics Network says news of the Uber fatality in Arizona,
it sent a shockwave through most of the industry.
It's too soon to know whether the accident will lead to greater regulation of autonomous cars or make cities think harder about allowing them. But in Pittsburgh, the experiment keeps rolling along. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.